The following is an audio program by the Conscious Evolution Institute.
The dangers and side effects of human growth hormone abuse. Human growth hormone replacement therapy is an incredibly safe treatment option for patients who suffer from HGH deficiency. There are few, if any, side effects when human growth hormone is prescribed by a medical professional and used safely and responsibly. But there are a number of side effects associated with the abuse of human growth hormone. Human growth hormone and carpal tunnel syndrome. HGH abuse has been linked to the exacerbation of carpal tunnel syndrome and arthritis. In some cases, carpal tunnel syndrome occurs because of edema, which is also caused by HGH abuse, overhydrates the cells in the area of the wrist, increasing the pressure on the joint while also exacerbating underlying arthritis issues. Long-term abuse may also directly cause carpal tunnel syndrome, because HGH is an incredibly potent hormone which increases the rate at which bones and muscles grow, in addition to other organs. If the cartilage of the joints grow as a result of HGH abuse, this can lead to increased pain and reduced ability to have a full range of motion with the wrists. Human growth hormone and arthritis. The abuse of human growth hormone can lead to arthritis in individuals who choose to abuse the drug for an extended period of time. Arthritis occurs for the same reason as carpal tunnel syndrome. Human growth hormone stimulates the growth of cartilage and bone, which can cause joints to grow abnormally. Although after the epiphyseal plates close at the end of puberty, the bones are no longer able to truly grow longer, they can still grow in a malformed way which can contribute to joint issues later in life. Edema and human growth hormone abuse. Edema can occur after a short period of HGH abuse. Edema is defined as excess water retention which causes the parts of the body to bloat slightly. With HGH abuse, edema occurs as a result of extracellular fluid. Edema, if left untreated, can cause a number of negative health issues. Edema in the legs, for example, can cause blood vessels and veins to break and rupture, preventing the body from circulating blood efficiently through the body. Clinical and anecdotal evidence regarding extracellular edema and human growth hormone suggests that in the vast majority of cases, edema is relieved quickly after abuse of HGH ends. Gigantism and HGH abuse. Gigantism is the result of human growth hormone abuse in children and adolescents, and teenagers, before the epiphyseal plates close at the end of puberty. This can cause children to grow too large for their frame, and can cause physiological complications later in life, including joint pain and arthritis. Many younger individuals, or their unscrupulous parents or trainers, believe that they can use human growth hormone to increase the size advantage across the board in order for youth to dominate in athletics. The side effects of this are that bones grow abnormally, which can actually make individuals more frail than they would be at their normal adult height. In addition to this, this form of HGH abuse can increase the size of internal organs, causing a plethora of negative health issues. Also, gigantism can distort the features of the hands, feet, and face, leading to a decided Neanderthal-like appearance. Generally, gigantism is the result of chemical imbalance in the brain, which was the case with Andre the Giant. There have, however, been cases where symptoms of gigantism have occurred as a result of adolescent human growth hormone abuse. Acromegaly and human growth hormone overdose. Acromegaly, in a way, is the adult form of gigantism. Because the epiphyseal plates have closed, the adult body can no longer grow in height. Acromegaly is when the bones of the hands, feet, and face grow abnormally as a result of excess HGH levels. Long-term HGH abuse causes the bones to grow abnormally thick, calcifying more and more area around the bone and changing the entire shape of the bones, although not lengthening them meaningfully. This can lead to hands and feet prone to severe arthritis and wrists prone to carpal tunnel syndrome. Acromegaly is the one side effect of human growth hormone abuse that is not reversed by ending HGH abuse. Changes in bone structure are relatively permanent. Diabetes and human growth hormone abuse. Although HGH hormone replacement therapy can be highly beneficial for patients who suffer from diabetes, the abuse of HGH can be highly detrimental. Human growth hormone and insulin are both hormones which work by affecting metabolism. Insulin regulates the breakdown of carbohydrates and sugars, while human growth hormone encourages the breakdown of fat and increases cellular metabolism. Human growth hormone converts to insulin-like growth factor 1 in the liver and has a similar molecular composition to insulin. IGF-1 actually has the ability to compete with insulin at receptor sites, which can inhibit the ability of insulin to regulate blood sugar levels correctly. This only generally occurs in the instance of HGH abuse, because insulin receptor sites favor insulin over IGF-1 by a large margin, and IGF-1 only crowds out insulin when overdose occurs. Hypothyroidism and human growth hormone abuse. In some cases, hypothyroidism can be unearthed as a result of HGH deficiency. Human growth hormone does not cause hypothyroidism, and there is actually evidence that HGH hormone replacement therapy can treat hypothyroidism. But abuse of human growth hormone can cause the thyroid gland to malfunction, secreting lower levels of thyroid hormone than normal. After human growth hormone abuse has been suspended, the thyroid gland may be able to function normally, decreasing energy levels and increasing the risk of weight gain immediately after therapy ends. The thyroid gland plays an important role in both hunger and energy levels. When thyroid hormone levels are low, the thyroid constantly sends a message of hunger, causing the body to store more fat and the brain to want more food. In addition to that, the constant hunger warning signal prevents other hormones from functioning properly and can exhaust both body and mind, leading to fatigue. Any patient who is interested in HGH hormone replacement therapy should undergo testing for hypothyroidism as well, because hypothyroidism causes many symptoms of HGH deficiency and may even be able to be treated with appropriately safe levels of human growth hormone. Liver damage and HGH abuse. If human growth hormone levels in the bloodstream are far too high, this can lead to permanent liver damage. The liver is only equipped to convert a certain amount of human growth hormone at any particular time. When the body receives a long-term overdose of HGH, this overloads the liver and causes the organ to take damage. The liver is one of the slowest organs to heal in the human body, and can easily be damaged permanently. Also, liver damage is the primary reason why oral human growth hormone and HGH releasers should be avoided. Stomach acids break down both HGH and components of human growth hormone releasers, sending rogue amino acid chains to the liver. If the liver is flooded with particular amino acids and enzymes, the organ can take heavy damage over time as a result. Decreased pituitary gland function. For those who abuse HGH injections, the excess human growth hormone flooding the body actually causes the body to send signals to the pituitary gland to severely restrict endogenous release of human growth hormone. This process is known as negative feedback, and when more human growth hormone is introduced to the human body than the pituitary can physiologically create, this causes negative feedback mechanisms to ramp up to the absolute maximum. Negative feedback can also sometimes reduce pituitary function in patients with HGH deficiency as well. This is why for patients in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, it is often recommended for patients to take 1 or 2 days off per week in order to encourage the pituitary gland to continue to produce HGH as efficiently as possible. This is also why some doctors often recommend sermorelin acetate therapy over HGH injections. This allows the pituitary gland to produce more endogenous human growth hormone by stimulating the pituitary with synthetic GHRH. There are other potential side effects related to HGH abuse, but these are a few of the most well-known. How do I avoid the symptoms of HGH abuse? Do not use human growth hormone if you have a healthy endogenous HGH level. Also, do not take HGH injections that exceed 2 units. There is a large amount of clinical evidence that human growth hormone replacement therapy, when used responsibly, causes few or no significant side effects. Many men and women use human growth hormone to enhance their athletic performance and, in their quest to defeat their competition, take HGH injections which far exceed a healthy human dose. Side effects from human growth hormone abuse tend to develop over time. There are a few side effects that occur immediately, and this tends to encourage individuals to abuse the highly potent hormone even more. If you have abused human growth hormone in the past, the good news is that most of the effects are reversible. There are certain issues such as acromegaly and liver damage that cannot be reversed, but these are also the 2 symptoms that are the result of the severest form of abuse. Who should avoid human growth hormone? If you are a current cancer patient, you should avoid human growth hormone. Although HGH has not been shown to cause cancer, there is still evidence that human growth hormone may exacerbate existing malignant tumors. Human growth hormone's primary function is to increase cellular metabolism. In healthy patients, this is highly beneficial, but in patients with active cancers, this may exacerbate anti-cancer treatment. If you have a family history of cancer, you should be upfront and honest with your doctor so that you can discuss potential risks of treatment, especially if you have a family history of reproductive and prostate cancer. If you are currently being treated for an acute critical health issue, you should avoid human growth hormone replacement therapy until the medical issue is resolved. Issues such as heart or abdominal surgery may necessitate that you suspend HGH hormone replacement therapy. Women who are breastfeeding or pregnant should talk to their physician about the use of human growth hormone replacement therapy, because it is unclear at this time whether HGH injections affect the fetus, or if HGH is secreted through the milk ducts. Although there is evidence that HGH hormone replacement therapy may be a beneficial way to treat diabetes, patients with diabetes should closely monitor blood glucose levels because human growth hormone replacement therapy and diabetes both affect human metabolism in unique but somewhat interconnected ways. All patients who consider HGH hormone replacement therapy should be tested for other hormone disorders in order to ensure that HGH hormone replacement therapy will provide the maximum benefit to the patient. How to avoid side effects when administering bioidentical physician-prescribed human growth hormone replacement therapy. When used correctly, HGH hormone replacement therapy causes few or no side effects. There are a number of medical techniques that can be used to prevent the onset of symptoms such as edema and cranial hypertension as the body transitions to a new and healthier level of human growth hormone. When HGH therapy first begins, it is often recommended to start at a dose slightly lower than what your diagnostic testing may suggest. This is because every patient has a unique human growth hormone need, and what may bring optimal health to one patient may induce minor side effects in another. If the body still seems like it could respond more vigorously to HGH replacement, the dosage can be adjusted slightly upwards at a later date. In addition to this, human growth hormone produces the fewest side effects when administered the most often. Another reason why those who abuse human growth hormone suffer side effects is because they shoot themselves up with large doses which overwhelm the body. This is why it is generally recommended that patients with HGH deficiency inject themselves daily with human growth hormone in smaller amounts. This helps the medication more closely mimic natural HGH production, which helps the body respond more positively to the introduction of healthy levels of human growth hormone. Some patients even opt to take two small injections twice a day. These patients tend to take one injection before bed and one injection just before physical exercise. These are the two periods of the day in which HGH secretion is at its peak. Protocol for safe and effective hormone replacement therapy. For all patients, HGH hormone replacement therapy will feature a relatively low, yet potent dose of 1 to 2 units of human growth hormone per day. This minimizes the risk of side effects while maximizing the potential benefits of therapy. For patients older than 35 who are suffering from the symptoms of andropause and display a diagnosed deficiency of human growth hormone and IGF-1, the standard dose is no less than 1 and no more than 2 IU per injection. Although older patients may opt to undergo HGH hormone replacement therapy 7 days a week, younger patients in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are generally recommended to only inject HGH shots 5 consecutive days per week, taking 2 days off. These days off are generally during the weekend, but this is simply a matter of personal preference. It is important to be aware of the dangers of human growth hormone abuse, but it is also important to recognize that human growth hormone replacement therapy is a safe and effective means to treat HGH hormonal deficiency that occurs as a natural result of the aging process. Although HGH deficiency is a natural occurrence, it is not a life sentence. Today, HGH injections have the ability to turn back the clock, allowing patients to bypass the dangers of age-related growth hormone deficiency and increase the quality of their lives as they grow older. HGH and testosterone hormone replacement therapy often beneficial in combination. Both human growth hormone and testosterone tend to decline at similar rates. Many patients choose to combine HGH hormone replacement therapy and testosterone injections in order to maximize the health benefits of alleviating the effects of andropause. If you feel that you may be suffering from the effects of HGH deficiency or testosterone deficiency, the Conscious Evolution Institute has a high-quality, board-certified staff that can set you on the path to your new life. The Conscious Evolution Institute only provides the highest quality, physician-prescribed hormone replacement therapies, and our pleasant and knowledgeable staff will ensure that you get the best, fastest, and most cost-efficient treatments available. If you are interested in the highly effective treatments we provide and think we may be able to improve your life, we encourage you to contact us as soon as you can. Yours in health, the Conscious Evolution Institute. This was an audio program provided by the Conscious Evolution Institute. To learn more about human growth hormone and other hormone replacement therapies we provide, please visit hgh.tv.